Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. My name is Carolyn Smith. I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Silver City Food Co-op, and I am now doing this show, which I'm talking to people in the community that work for various nonprofits or community organizations, folks who are helping to make Grant County a better place to live. And today my guest is Peter Day. He's owner of Townside Farm, and he's also co-chair of the Silver City Farmers Market. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So I guess I'd like to start off, maybe you could give a little bit of the history of the farmers market here in Silver City.
Okay. Well, the farmers market's been around for, I'm guessing, approximately 20 years here. For many of those years, there was one woman, Charlene, who's the owner of the Members Farm in the Members Valley. She's the one that basically carried the farmers market as an individual at the organization of it for many years. And then about 5 years ago, there was about 3 years, no, sorry, 6 years ago, there was about 3 years where the market was funded by some grants that came in. And we had different managers during those 3 years. And then about 3 years ago from now, we actually formulated an actual organization, a nonprofit, a state nonprofit. Some of the vendors got together and initiated that. And so for the last 3 years, it's been the first time that the market has been under sort of a direction of a board of directors with an official corporate nonprofit organization.
And what's the makeup of the board?
Right now we have 5 members on the board. There are currently in our bylaws it says that there needs to be a majority of vendors, people who sell at the market, on the board. So right now we have 3 vendors on the board who have sold at the market, and we have 2 community members who are from the community at large.
So the farmers market, what is the season for the farmers market?
Well, it starts, I believe, it usually starts the week after the bike race, so that is approximately May 8th to the end of October.
And do you feel like the farmers market is growing each year and it's getting it to be stronger?
Yeah, I think the numbers reflect that. We've been doing some occasional surveys and counting of basically traffic flow, people coming through the market, and the indications are that we do have more people, and also, more importantly, we also have more vendors. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but the numbers of vendors in the last number of years has increased.
Mm-hmm. Seems like that the vendors, there's more vendors early on in the season as well, and the variety of products at the farmers market seems to have grown.
Yeah, it's a combination of various size growers. None of the growers that grow produce here are that big compared to other parts of the country. But there are, in the last number of years, there have been a few new sort of larger growers. I put that in quotes because they're not that large, but coming on. And and it's also a seasonal thing. At the beginning of the season, with this climate here, there's somewhat less variety of produce than the height of the season, obviously. But people have various greenhouses and row covers. And so, yeah, I think not only has the number of growers increased, but the overall produce throughout the season has increased.
And the farmers market, I also know, has been involved in helping to co-sponsor various workshops for the community, including the annual Home and Garden Expo, which has now had 2 years, and we're looking for a third coming up, hopefully in March.
Yeah, that's one of the things that this recent round, the new board and the new organization have basically initiated, is the Home and Garden Expo. It's a fundraiser. It provides a good portion of the farmers market income, and it's also a teaching event. People can come and pay a nominal fee to get into the Home and Garden Expo, and there are various free workshops that are presented by the various growers, basically teaching about gardening. So it's a way to hook up the growers who are more full-time with the gardeners who want information about how to grow food locally here. So it serves two things. Like I say, it serves to raise some money for the market, and it serves as an educational event as well.
And the hope is that maybe some of those backyard gardeners might end up becoming larger farmers.
Yeah, and they don't. Yeah, that would be great. And even if they don't, you know, it's a value of having more local food grown. And there's options for the smaller growers also to sell at the farmers market if they want.
So, how can the community get involved with the farmers market? How can we support the farmers market and make sure that it's around for a good long while?
Well, first thing is just come and partake of the produce and the social activities that are down there would be a good start. The market always needs volunteers. It's partially driven by volunteers. They're very important to the management. I mean, most of the fees that we get from the vendors' fees and from the income from the expo and the sales of some t-shirts and stuff like that go to pay the manager and to pay our bookkeeper. So the manager is there every week and does a lot of work and works for not a whole lot of money in her job. And we currently have a great manager, Linda Bartlett. But she needs help. And so there's opportunities to volunteer. You can come down and make an arrangement with Linda to help set up or help tear down the market at the end. We're flexible on when people come down. The other avenue for helping out the market is to help at the Home and Garden Expo, because that's a large event that does take a lot of organization, and it's just a specific period of time during the year. So it's not like you have to commit for a season or anything. The Home and Garden Expo is a great opportunity to get involved.
And I know we have an upcoming event at the Farmers Market on October the 13th. It's the local Harvest Pie Contest.
Yeah. Bring if you have a pie that you want to showcase with local ingredients, you can just bring it on down. I think it's 9 o'clock for the entries.
That's
to
correct.
Bring it on down by 9 o'clock. That's what is it? The 16th, is it? Yeah.
It's the 13th.
I'm sorry, 13th. Saturday the 13th. If you get your pie in by 9, it will be able to have it judged, and there'll be prizes available too for first, second, and third prize. That showcases local ingredients and just a way to generate. So we do have various other events that happen during the season, sort of special events that happen at the market. We have our salsa contest, which happens every year. It's been an annual thing for many years. We just had our vendor appreciation day just last week, where we gave some some prizes to the local vendors and to show our appreciation for their work. And then there's also earlier in the season, there's a squash derby, which happens for kids. It's an event for kids that's put on by the Extension Service. I might be missing. What else am I missing?
Well, we've the Green Chamber of Commerce Local Foods Committee and Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities have been co-sponsoring, along with the Farmers Market, the Farm to Chef Challenge that happens every year in September.
Yep, that's another event that's been started up in the last few years. So there's a lot of periodic events happen there. And then also the music has really added a lot. Over the years, we've gotten some really good support from local musicians. They come and volunteer their time, and it really adds a lot to the feeling of the market, the ambiance, so to speak. And recently, we've actually purchased some additional chairs and tables so that people can actually hang out and spend some time there listening to the music. So we really appreciate the... that's another aspect of volunteerism at the market is the musicians who donate their time.
And there's a lot of vendors who sell prepared food.
More than there have been. We have homemade burritos available and baked goods. So you can come and get a burrito and get an iced tea and sit down in the shade and listen to some music and talk to your friends. It's a great event for the community.
It's really a nice place to hang out on a Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. 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 No, it has a nice feeling down there. There's shade, and people can also combine going to the market with other errands that they might have downtown. So I think the local businesses also appreciate the market being there. And yeah, it's a positive thing for the community.
Is there any plans of moving to another location, or does it look like the farmers market's going to be staying downtown for a while?
Well, there's always some discussion about that. We've entertained the idea of going out to somewhere on 180, or possibly at the golf park. But there's considerations with that, and after much discussion amongst all the vendors and the board members, I mean, we're pretty happy where it is right now, and you never know down the road, but all in all, it's a pretty good place to have a market.
Yeah, I think so, and the feedback from the local businesses downtown is it really does seem to bring a lot of people into the stores on Farmers Market Day.
Seems like.
I mean, it's for sure at the co-op during the market, Saturday mornings are just booming.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For other businesses, I've also heard feel the same.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, no, it's definitely a positive thing. We would like to, in the long run, basically reach as many people as possible with the market. And so actually this year, Healthy Kids and Healthy Communities instigated a bus, a free bus that comes from the mining district, where you can get on the bus, bring you over, you can do your shopping at the market, look around downtown, and then a couple hours later, the bus goes back to the mining area. So the initial reports are that it hasn't been like a huge crowd coming in from the mining district, but there's been people that have taken advantage of that. Mm-hmm. So that's positive. You know, it's a bit of a conundrum, because some people who are used to shopping in your normal shopping market situation, the perception is that there's not a lot of parking downtown, and I think that can be an issue, especially for people that might be disabled or are not as mobile, don't want to walk quite as far. So I think that might turn away a few people, but there's ongoing. Through the Main Street and organization, I mean, people are trying to get keep the downtown area vibrant and get more folks coming down there.
There's been talk about having a shuttle over from the visitor center down to Bullard Street and the downtown shopping area, and maybe with Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities, if they continue bringing the bus from the mining district, and maybe the town of Silver City can have a shuttle on Saturdays or on the busy days downtown, so people can park their car there and come downtown and then be picked up. There's a few things that we could work on to help with that issue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and there's been indications that some of the town and Main Street are interested in improving the site over there. As of yet, there haven't been a whole lot of steps in that direction, but it seems like it would be a good direction to go. It is a prime downtown site that is owned by the town, and it's a multi-purpose site. You know, it's used during the week for parking, but in terms of being used for events, other events besides the farmers market, the place has a lot of potential.
It'd be really nice to maybe see some of the downtown First Friday street dances held in that area.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice area. There's trees, there's shade. It's off the street, but it's still centrally located down there. So, yeah, the site has a lot of potential.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Peter, for coming today and being a guest on Community Spotlight. Was there anything else that you wanted to say before we leave off?
The other thing that has come up recently is, you know, we have different board members that are on the board that are, for various reasons, leaving and starting next year in February. And so we are always looking for, in addition to volunteers, we're looking for board members, and they can be either vendors or community members. And our annual meeting is in February. So if you are interested in that, in either volunteering or becoming a board member, we can give you more information on that. And the best way to contact us is actually either go down to the farmers market and talk to Linda. and give them your contact information. She's the manager. She's down there. You'll find her down there. You can ask where she is. She's always around on Saturdays at the market. Or you can email us at silvercityfarmersmarket@gmail.com. So that's, again, silvercityfarmersmarket@gmail.com. So those are the ways to get in touch with us if you want to help out as a volunteer. And we're flexible, like I say, on that. And also, if you want to participate as a board member, that would be another way, that would, another need that we have. So get in touch with us if you need to.
And full disclosure, I'm also on the board of the Silver City Farmers Market. And I work at the co-op, and of course you can come into the co-op while I'm there, and you can also contact me that way. And just to let you know, we have a lot of fun on our board, and it's not just another meeting. We get a lot done, but we have a good time while we're doing it.
Well, also, I would say that, you know, we've really done a lot of the work to get the organization solidified. So that work is already done. Really, now it's just a matter of following through on the protocol of managing the market and dealing with issues that come up, you know, from time to time. But it's the market is a solid organization. It's got a financial basis. We've been able to support ourselves without external grants, and that seems to be working fine. And so all the logistics are pretty much set up. Any board members that are, you know, would want to come on, it's you're entering an organization that has a track record and is pretty established, and so we all seem to work pretty well together.
So if you are you feel that the Silver City Farmers Market is important to you and you'd like to see it remain strong and healthy and have some extra time, we meet once a month, and then we meet a little bit more during the time when we're preparing for the Garden Expo. But it's not really that amount, large amount of time to be able to give back to your community in that way.
Well, thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Peter.
All right.
And thank you for joining us again on Community Spotlight. The show is airing right after the news at noon, around 12:10, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and also on Saturdays at 10:30. So join me next week for another episode of Community Spotlight.